In our local news, Waikato District Council is once again alerting the community to the extra costs that they're going to face in next year's long-term plan, with a Facebook post this week saying that their last meeting was a fairly sobering one. They say affordability and debt are a huge challenge with high inflation and interest rates and growing compliance demand from central government, and that some hard decisions will need to be made to keep rates low. They say they'll be getting out to the community in the new year to find out what our priorities are. And still with council, water care manager Matthew Telfer has apologised to our councillor Lisa Thompson for the latest screw-up with our wastewater system, saying he is very sorry that partially treated wastewater was released on the outgoing tide on the morning of December the 9th. He also said his team would investigate and come back with a report in 10 days, which means it might be ready before Christmas but may not be out in time for the public to see it. The Lions Club has told us they're getting organised for the New Year's Eve parade but could do with a few more volunteers on the night. If you can help, we suggest you pop into the chemist and catch up with Bernice, the Lions president, and if you're making a float, you want to be round in Waller Street by 6 o'clock. Parade starts at 7 on the 31st of December. And back with council, they say their office and library will be closed from midday Friday, the 22nd of December, that's this Friday, through to Monday, the 8th of January 2024, when they reopen. If you have an urgent query, you'll still be able to phone the council 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 0800 492 452 with any urgent issues like noise, animal control, or accidental wastewater leaks into the harbour. They've also said they're fully staffed with parking control officers and will be able to cover weekends during a busy summer period. And they also have hired two Freedom Camping ambassadors who will be out in the community educating tourists about where they can and can't stay overnight in our community. For anyone who wants to know the rules ahead of time, you can check out waikatodistrict.govt.nz/recreation/camping. And for regular rubbish and recycling, that's going to be collected on the normal days throughout the holiday period. And our fabulous sponsors, Extreme Zero Waste, have said the site will be closed on 24th, 25th and 26th of December, as well as the 1st and 2nd of January. Otherwise, normal times will apply for drop-offs and scoring good deals from unwanted presents at Cahoo's Nest. And that is the regular news for Wednesday, the 20th of December, 2023.